Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
But no girl likes a guy who's a passenger princess on the third date. The fourth, maybe, but not the third.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
Without social media, cheating rates would be at an all-time low. There, I said it.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Moose, Breezy, PXY Mornings, 14th annual Bachelor Auction, I would say was a huge success last Saturday night. Incredible event. So if you happen to go, thank you for your generosity. All the Bachelors, thank you for your fundraising efforts. We have two special guests in the studio who have helped every year, all the way through, make this event so successful. Our friends, Tim and Connor. Welcome
Hello.
In, you guys. They're doing, you guys going to give us a little update with how well this event went?
We are. Thanks for having us, Moose and Breezy. It's still speechless over everything that happened on Saturday night. It was
you were pumped.
It was quite the party.
Literally after we... Well, I raffled off the last Bachelor, and he went for record-breaking numbers.
At least, what, 3,500?
3,500.
Our boy, Joe Gizzy.
To see both of your faces was absolutely incredible, and it made all of our hard work worth it, because it was like you guys were over the moon ecstatic.
I've never seen anything like that. I mean,
it was insane.
Connor and I have been in this. Well, Breezy, too. You've been here for five years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Right? Mm-hmm. I've never seen that amount. I've never seen that energy. I've never seen that crowd. It just felt... perfect in every sense of the word.
And even like just the fact that that was like the closing Bachelor and that happened and we're breaking records and raising so much money for CSC is insane. And it was definitely a rush and like a goosebump moment for sure.
It was. Yeah. It just made all of the work that's been going into this for the last few months just be like, wow, a weight off the shoulders. This paid off because you know all that money that's being raised is just helping so many people.
Absolutely. It was definitely a goosebump moment. And then even to start the night with our other Joe Ciccone going for, I think he went for over $2,000.
Yeah, he did. I think it was like $2,500.
And we had a couple Bachelors tell us that, you know, they had to leave. They had other commitments. And at the end of the night, I looked out and every single guy was still there, was interacting with the crowd, was having fun. And that was a crowd unlike I've ever seen before. And they were there and they were ready to support CSC and give back to people living with cancer. And it was just, it was an I don't often get speechless, but Saturday night left me speechless.
I think one of the biggest things about it is, like, we all have been in it for, you know, half a decade here and doing this event. Moose, you're fairly new to it. But, like, there was such an energy about it at some of the older venues that we did. And then last year was kind of a one-off just because we tried something new and it was just a little different. And it wasn't comparative to, like, the energy that past years have. But this year, the 14th annual at Essex, it brought back that old energy.
Yeah.
And not just brought it back, but exceeded it, which was absolutely insane.
Right. And not to mention, you and I looked phenomenal.
No, absolutely. I mean, that goes without saying.
So with all of the ticket sales, with the bachelors raising their own, being their own, you know, fundraisers, and then everybody that came Saturday night and the money raised, like, where are we at? I know last year we did a total of about $48,000-$49,000 for CSC Rochester, right?
Yes, we did. We did, I think, $48,200 last year. Significantly exceeded that this year. Kind of before we get to the numbers, though, like you said, Moose, Tim and I just want to thank everybody. You and Breezy do a great job every year. The support that you give us, the support, not only us, but the community in general that you guys show is just fantastic. DJ Knapp's killed it this year, bringing him back after a one-year hiatus.
I love him.
The committee members that Tim and I work with for 5 or 6 months leading up to the event, just the dedication and commitment that they show week in and week out. All the bachelors and their commitment to the mission and their willingness to pretty much do whatever Tim and I ask of them in the 6 weeks leading up, whether it's coming on the air with you guys or Gizzy dumping Lucky Charms on Wesley's head at an Amherst game or guest
bartending events. Yes.
Just their commitment to the mission and the organization. And then just the Rochester community in general. You know, we couldn't do this without everybody coming out to support and showing up for the organization. So thank you. A deep, heartfelt thank you from Tim and I for everything that everybody has done to make this event a success.
And not to mention all the generous donations from all the local business owners that donated everything that they had, which was incredible. The date packages this year were out of this world.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
So not only are these bachelors going on a date, but the women or whoever bid on them got passes to Lumos, passes to Spoke.
Pizza
from Coriglio's. I mean, it was
and that pizza's bomb, by the way.
$600 package for all 23 people who bid on a bachelor. Whereas, like last year, they went on a date, they got a gift card to the restaurant, and this year was over the top.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome to see.
Yeah, fully just a community effort between our planning committee, between you guys, all the local businesses donating. This was all hands on deck, and just what a night.
Yeah. And it really paid off. It really showed.
Let me get a drum roll going here. All right, let's get the drum roll. So this year for the 2024 14th annual bachelor auction, last year we raised about $48,000. And this year, where are we at?
This year, with all of this community's hard work and efforts, we raised a smooth, even $82,000 support community.
I literally have goosebumps.
Club at Rochester.
Insane.
$82,000.
Incredible. That's double what we did last year.
That's incredible.
I almost fell out of my seat when I got that number yesterday.
Love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody.
Holy smokes.
That's crazy.
That is
going to help so many people. And I love the fact that all stays local here in the 585 to help anybody who's been impacted by cancer. Because the whole point of this organization is letting people know you don't have to go through it alone.
So I know you guys are both the co-chairs of this event. You spearhead the entire thing. But what did the people at CSC have to say about your efforts and about the event as a whole?
So there's some new leadership at CSC as maybe about a year and a half ago. So last year was their first bachelor auction.
Oh, so they're like, why didn't you do 100,000?
And they were absolutely just astounded with what we were able to do and accomplish for the organization. You know, there was some transition to, candidly, in the middle of the planning process. So they were kind of not leery, but they were, it was their first.
Proceeding with caution.
Yes, proceeding with caution. Yeah. And just to be able to come back to them and not just them, but the members and see the members. You know, Molly, who was on stage and sharing her story, was
incredible.
Just
Molly was amazing.
An incredible just source of inspiration and hope. And to just be able to see the joy on her face and see the joy on their faces when we were able to deliver the news, it was just, it's incredible. They are just, you know, so thankful and so supportive of us, and we appreciate their support and everything that they do for us to give us the resources we need to make this so successful.
Yeah. Well, huge pat on the back to you guys. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to next year as well. We can't wait. Same time, same place.
Same time, same place, March 22nd next year. So get it on the calendar. Let's make it even bigger next year.
It's crazy.
100%. Wow. Guys, much love. This has grown into not just an awesome partnership, but an awesome friendship.
Absolutely.
And we respect you guys and keep doing what you're doing. Breezy and I are always here to help you with the community, whatever it takes, okay? Thank you, guys.
Yeah, 82. Thank you. That's amazing.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I love it. We're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, if you do want to become a bachelor for next year, CSC Rochester, I believe, /events, correct?
Yes.
/events. You guys can sign up. We're going to raise even more money next year. It's PXY Mornings.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98
PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Feels good to just clear the air sometimes, does it not? It's There, I Said It, 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Moose, Breezy. A lot of our friends are weighing in this morning, just knocking at the door. What's up, everyone?
What's going on? How is everybody? Jessica's here. She said, most people are generally sad. There, I said it. Okay. Really uplifting this morning.
Yeah, we love it. Oh, look who's here. Big Ed! What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. My wife needs to stop spending money on lip fillers. She's starting to scare our kids. There, I said it.
Oh, the lip fillers.
Big Ed. You know, I was wondering why CVS was having a shortage on chapstick. Alex is here. What's up, Alex? Does anyone know if the Bills finally made the right decision in cutting Damar Hamlin? For God's sake, get rid of the guy already. There, I said it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. You know, as insensitive as this hot take comes off, does anyone agree with Alex?
A lot of people do.
I mean, he did only play twice last season.
Yeah.
I hate saying it because he's our mascot.
And then Jordan Poyer's no longer with us.
No, I know.
Sad.
I didn't know you knew who that was.
Well, I know his wife, Rachel Bush. How could we forget? How can you not see her on Instagram? You know what I mean?
She's everywhere.
She really is.
Here's mine for today. I never understood the hype when it came to Game of Thrones. I watched one episode and I was like, I don't get it. I think I'm good. I never watched it again. I think Game of Thrones would have made a much better musical than a TV show. There, I said it.
Yeah.
I think they would have crushed it.
What?
And not
is
to mention,
the...
I heard everybody was pissed off
about what?
At the very ending and how Game of Thrones ended.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
After all those years, I thought you watched it.
I never watched Game of Thrones. I'm not like a mystical girly.
You don't like Harry Potter?
No.
Oh, I love Harry Potter.
Ew.
Really?
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings,
Twilight,
Game of Thrones. I dabble in Twilight.
Well, it's kind of similar.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's not like mythical.
Twilight is...
It's vampires.
That's mythical.
It's different. No, it's not like fairies and like cloaks. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
People are pissed I didn't like Game of Thrones. Listen, I gave it a shot.
Did you? Like, did you watch it a lot?
It only takes... I said, I watched the first episode.
Well.
It's okay. You really gotta woo me.
I know. I'm the same way about like a doc. Like if the doc doesn't pull me in the first 5 minutes, I'm out. Actually, I'm like that with people. If I'm bored in the first 5 minutes, I'm out. Which it's a bad habit, but I gotta get over it. This person says, people who automatically jump to, it's a conspiracy theory. Whenever a new event happens, it's so annoying. There, I said it.
Oh, that, yeah, I
the
totally
conspiracy
get it.
Theorists are crazy.
Look who's here.
Stop.
Who is it, Breeze?
Gwendolyn.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's your friend from the Home Depot in Greece. I have a date night tonight. Oh, and I would love, oh God, I would love if Breezy can come over and help me pick out an outfit. He wants to take me to some bar called the Old Apartment.
No.
Gwen, do you know what that is?
It's not the Old Apartment. It's my apartment.
My apartment in Greece.
Yeah.
That's across from, like, that's Ridge Road. Do you know what that is, Gwen?
I know it.
Well, the last one caught fire. They had to rebuild.
So it's the new apartment.
Yes, the new apartment. I've never heard of it, but I'm nervous. I met him at work, and I'm sure dating customers is prohibited, but life is worth taking risks sometimes. You're so right, Gwen. You're a bad girl. Breezy, can I leave you my number? Anyways, happy Friday Eve, and I hope you two have a magical evening.
Not me going over and doing Gwen's full glam.
I'm sure my date will... Oh, she goes, have a magical evening. I'm sure my date will, if he plays his cards right. There, I said it.
Could you imagine me going to a listener's house and doing their makeup?
You should.
Actually, I would do it. I would honestly do it.
She left her number. Do you want it?
Text it to me.
Yeah, I think it would be great content. Go over to Gwen.
Calling her after the show.
Gwen, don't wear your orange Home Depot apron. Okay, wear something nice.
I have a lot to do today, so if it's within my time frame, I can do it. But okay. If not, I'm not going. Allison's here. She said, parents who don't care about car seat safety are not good parents. There, I said it.
Okay. I agree.
Alrighty.
Steve's here. Help me understand. Is a woman less attracted to a guy who is super short or a tall guy who is in his early 30s and completely bald? I just can't seem to win. Oh, well, that depends, Steve. Which one are you? Text us back. Let us know which one you are. Sup, Amy? Well, I guess the pullout method doesn't work after all. There, I said it. Damn! I'm sorry to hear that, Amy, but yes, it is all in the timing. Who else is here? These people are totally unhinged today. We got to start doing There, I Said It in the 9 o'clock hour, Breeze.
I know. They're wild.
Big Ed goes, no, I was very serious about my wife. She needs to stop using lip fillers. Yeah, no, I know. We heard you the first time. We totally get that. Do you use lip filler?
Mm-mm.
Never once?
No, I've never.
What's
ever.
The thing you did with your lip one time?
I got a lip flip, so it's just like Botox in my upper lip. But I don't do that anymore.
How is that different?
Because lip filler like fills it. This just kind of like moves it. It doesn't like put anything in it.
You
I don't do it anymore. It hurt. Remember I was trying to blow up balloons for your birthday and I literally couldn't. My lips were like...
That's right. That was my birthday?
Yeah. I could not blow up a balloon. I couldn't drink out of a straw. It was like a whole thing. I don't do it. Because
I know.
It's like, ugh.
Watching some of these women on social with the lip fillers, and they're purposely showing off their mouth while they eat something. It's so cringe.
And also, like, I don't know. I think it's gotten to, like, I'm not here to yuck someone's yum, so, like, you do you. But I think it's just gotten to the point where, like, everybody has it. So, like, I feel like people who don't have it, like, actually look more unique than the people that do have it.
That's an interesting take.
And I don't know. I also feel like, and I guess this can be my there, I said it. Every single person that has gotten it has, like, I've always been insecure about my lips. Like, I've never once heard you say that. You've never once expressed that. Now that lip filler is popular, you're insecure. Don't say I've always been insecure, like, or are you just insecure now because it's a prevalent trend?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been insecure about my stomach, but you don't see me drawing six pack on me with Sharpie.
You talk about it often, so.
Up, oh, Steve's here. Moose, I am 5'5", but I have a decent head of hair. Oof, yeah, I don't know about that one, Steve. Let me see if I can help. Hey, are there any ladies looking to date an aunt?
Oh my God. You think you're so funny.
I am crushing it today.
Oh my God.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose and Breezy. The most dehumanize experience ever.
Dehumanizing? Not you, I'm not like, being able to read.
I'm looking at this card and everything is blurry. I'm like, what? Did I just get hit in the head?
Dehumanizing experience happened to me last night.
Oh, really?
Like, so bad.
Are you embarrassed?
Oh, of course I'm embarrassed. But, I mean, my life is all about being embarrassed, so...
I would agree with that.
I mean, that's why I get paid the big bucks. Oh.
That's right, Breezy.
Absolutely.
Your life's
a joke? You should talk about it. We'll pay you. I'm like, okay, cool. Sounds great. So yesterday, I feel like everyone's been in this situation, but I was driving and I was on my way. I was coming from Canada, I went to the city, like always. And I really had to go to the bathroom. Like, I really had to pee.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I can't hold it. Like, I'm literally going to pee my pants. So I skirt into a gas station.
Yeah.
And it's one of those gas stations where...
They give you a key and you got to go outside?
Well, yes.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It says on the door, if the door is locked, come grab the key.
Got it.
And we'll let you in.
Oh, that is a terrible place to want to have to go.
I had no choice. It was either that or I go on the side of the road.
Sure.
So I roll up and I was like, I see the sign and I go, I can't go in. Like, I'm literally going to, it's not good. So I open the door. I try the door and it's open. I'm like, score, bomb. Yes, let's go for the win. So I'm peeing. All of a sudden.
Oh, no.
Mind you, not for the visual, but like for the visual, I'm wearing a full jumper.
So you got to take it all off.
Absolutely nude. Nude sitting on the toilet. Fully nude.
On a gas station toilet.
On a gas station toilet. Romper around my ankles. Literally the most dehumanizing thing that ever happened to me. All of a sudden, the lock's turning.
Oh, because someone got the key.
Someone got the key.
You deserve it. Oh, that's so great.
Someone got the key. I go, I'm screaming. Words aren't coming out. I'm not formulating a sentence. And we lock eyes.
You hold it.
And I'm just like, there's nothing more dehumanizing than someone walking in on you in the bathroom, let alone you fully nude, just like in the most vulnerable state of your life in a gas station port-a-john, dare I call it an outhouse. I literally was like, this is kind of
weird. Who walked in?
Don't know. Never to be seen again. Never to be seen again.
Was this a co-ed bathroom?
No.
Oh, so it was a guy that walked in?
No, it was a woman.
Oh,
it wasn't. It was not a co-ed bathroom. It was a woman.
Got it.
Or so I thought. I mean, I'm blacking out. You know what I mean? But it's like, everyone's been there. Everyone has been walked in on at some point in their life, whether it be in the bathroom, whether it be in the changing room, whether it be, you know, I don't know what you're doing. And it's not like I have a problem being naked. Like, I love being naked, obviously. Yeah. But it's just something I wasn't expecting. To grab the key and come in is crazy. Like, the door was locked. Like, I did my part. And you literally...
No, you didn't...
To see the key, like, turning, I'm like, is it a locksmith?
You didn't do your part.
What do you mean?
The sign said, if the door is locked, come get the key.
Door wasn't locked. What am I to do? Go grab the key to go unlock the unlocked door?
Well, listen.
It was, and all I can think in my head is, this random stranger who I've never met and will probably never see again has seen me fully nude in one of the most vulnerable states of my life.
Yeah. That's hot.
No, I'll pee.
I was in Reno for work, and I went to go use the hotel bathroom, and there must have been maybe 30 stalls in this bathroom, and I just happened to pick one. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and there was some guy just sitting there on the toilet. I walked in. We made eye contact, and I was like, oh, but we both froze, and it was like a long 4 seconds before I moved. He moved, and we just stared at each other. I was like...
That 3 seconds of direct eye contact
longest.
Is some of the most uncomfortable, longest eye contact you will ever have with another human being in your entire life.
Sure, yeah. So what color was your romper?
It was floral.
What's up, y'all?
98PXY.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.